can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
All right.
Go tell that long.
Sooner or later, they're gonna cut you down. My God, how prolific. All right, listen to me. First off, my appreciation to Sam, who is the producer, for playing the TLV Talk commercial. This is something we're very proud of. It's a place where you can go and talk. It's a place where you can go and teach people things you know that they don't and learn the things that you don't know that they do. And it's not going to get you shadow banned. It's not going to get you kicked to the curb. It's not going to get your video deleted. As long as you're not breaking the law or so vulgar that nobody wants to hear what you have to say, we are a First Amendment platform, and we're very proud of it. But it is run on donations. $5 donation monthly would help us out, and that's it. Just check the box that says $5 a month reoccurring. And I'm not asking anybody for more than that. But that in itself, with the thousands, yes, we already have thousands of people in there, would help us to grow that even more and give you even more. But let's talk about RBN for a minute. Okay? I was a good friend of John's, John Statmiller, the owner, the guy who put together RBN. As I stated at the beginning of the show, I spent a year doing his show every single week. And I was happy and proud to be with John every single week. So I would love to see, and I promote the hell out of RBN. And RBN, as far as I'm concerned, is a partner of the Liberty Beacon Project. But I need to explain something to you. Again, this is an entity that needs funding. I'm not telling you they're dire or desperate. What I'm telling you is they depend mostly on your generosity. And if you're somebody who kicks in $20 every other month or $50 three times a year, that comes out to over 120 bucks, and you are appreciated beyond anything you can believe. Want to know how to help them even more? What did I just ask you to do for TLV Talk? Do this for RBN. Go in there, divide up what you normally give over the course of a year, 12 months. Divide whatever number that is. If it's 120 bucks, divide it by 12. That's 10 bucks a month. Put in $10 and check the box that says reoccurring donation. Why am I saying this? Because that allows them to understand a budget. That allows them to know what's coming in each month. That allows them to increase the services, knowing that next month they're going to have as much as they did this month. And if you're only putting in 90 a month, I would still say check the box that says $10 a month reoccurring monthly, because they're worth it. If they weren't worth it, I wouldn't be here. And every single website the Liberty Beacon Project has, all seven of them, have big old ads that lead you right back to RBN, and we're proud of that. So do me a favor. If you're somebody who donates to RBN, and we appreciate that, all of them do, if you're somebody that donates to RBN, make it a reoccurring donation. Divide it by 12, whatever you give over the course of the year, and make it a reoccurring donation. Help them to understand their budget. Okay. We have Chris from California. How are you, Chris? Oh, actually, first off, we have Luca. I'm sorry. Luca was up first. Luca, what can I do for you, sir?
Well, I just want to say hello very quickly and congratulate you for the show, first of all. Can I yell, too, for a minute? Would that be all right?
Yes.
Well, this goes out to that moron nurse of mine. The first time I was able to walk after my operation, pointing at me angrily, and she said to me, with the two nurses, one on each side, put a mask on him right now. Put a mask on that man. And she was furious, and the whole third floor of the hospital heard her, right? And I look back, and I'm like, oh, wow. You know, that's masks. But vaccines, it's the same thing. Or more precisely, injections, right?
Yes.
And
yes.
I'm so glad. Yeah. You know, listening to you talk about stuff like this, it reminds me of how I say everybody's a color. Everybody's different. Everybody's got a different spin, a different perspective. There's another one of Roger's favorite words. And for me, it's like going, well, what about the history of vaccines? Where did they come from? Oh, boy. And that's a whole other story. But
oh, I can
for
tell
me,
you
they're,
that.
For me, they're bioweapons. And, you know, there's a whole list of them.
Hold on. Let me jump in here. For anybody who doesn't know, Luca is the media technical director for the Liberty Beacon Project. So he is a good friend of mine. And let me explain something to each and every person out there. Vaccines have done more damage to humanity over the years than anything that's ever been used on humanity. Can they be good? Yes, they can, if they're done right. There's no need to put things like mercury in them. There's no need, which is absolutely killer to the human brain. No need to put things like aluminum in them, which slaughters the connection between brain cells. No need to put these things in vaccines, especially when you're giving so many of them to young kids. Why are so many kids today having autism? When I was young and Luca was young, the occurrence of autism was 1 in 20 to 25,000. Today, it's 1 in 25. Take the 1,000 off there.
Roger, for me, it's just a matter of knowing in the heart now, it's intuition that knows that if they're just bioweapons, they're made to make people sick and to profit from it and for depopulation and sterilization because we're going towards a neuter world. A neutered, think cat or dog. That's what they
yeah.
want. So
I got it.
Everything has its place. The vaccines are for this. You know, buying over 200,000 acres of land when Bill Gates isn't even a farmer, that's another part of it. So this is what I wanted to thank you for coming out with what your spin is, and I have mine, and we both walk hand in hand, side by side, and it's great. It's good to know you.
I'll let somebody else go on. It's great to know you. It's great to know you, Luca. You are always somebody I enjoy listening to. And every time we do a video, who do you think tweaks that and makes sure it's perfect? That would be Luca. Thanks, Luca.
Okay. Take care.
All right. Take care. Now, and I apologize, Chris. I didn't see Luca's name until after I had already said yours, so please forgive me. What have you got to say, Chris?
No problem, Roger. Thank you very much. First of all, that was an excellent synopsis of where we are to date with this current situation, and also a very good review of the most current events. I'm familiar with everything you said because
good.
I listen to RBN and look at websites all day long. You know, I'm
good.
Basically your age. I'm 67. I'm retired.
Yep.
So I don't play video games. All I do is research and look on the computer and talk radio.
I didn't know I had a twin brother.
Pretty much. And by the way, I appreciate your enthusiasm and getting aggressive. You know, my wife always complains. I consider it my job to, I'm a pure blood. I've never had a shot. I've never had a test. I wore the mask at first when it was mandatory to go to the grocery
yeah.
store, which was pretty much the only place I went to for the first couple of years or so. So I'm a pure blood, and basically the last time I had any kind of a vaccine at all was in 1965. I had a tetanus shot because I stepped on a beer can opener in some shallow water and cut my heel. So my mom took me to the doctor. I got the tetanus shot, and as we were walking out in the parking lot, I promptly passed out. But I think that's when the toxins finally hit my blood-brain barrier. So I've never had
yes.
a shot since then. I've never had a flu shot in my life. I haven't had the flu for 55 years. And basically, I just try to avoid doctors at all costs right now.
Hey, Chris.
So anyway.
Chris.
Yes.
Chris, my last shot was in 1971. I had no choice. That's when I went into the Navy. And there are certain
yeah,
shots
yeah.
you're required to have. So I have, and I have not seen a doctor in 46 years.
Yeah. I didn't see a doctor for very many years, but I had a very stressful job. It was the end of my career when I was working. I was a banker making loans to real estate developers, big
oh,
time,
yeah.
big bucks. So that could be pretty stressful. And
yes.
I basically ended up in the hospital for a couple of days. It's probably just a panic attack, but I thought it could have been a heart attack. And I remember the doctor came in, you know, just the doctor on the floor, and he said, "Okay, what kind of medications are you on?" I said, "Nothing." He goes, "No, come on, tell me, what are you on?" I said, "No, I don't take anything." So anyway, he put me on a bunch of stuff, including Paxil, believe it or not.
Oh!
And I didn't understand about those kinds of drugs at that time, but I started feeling bad almost immediately, so I quit immediately. But he did get me onto blood pressure medications because my numbers were high, and unfortunately I've been on those since. I'm going to try to wean myself off because I don't trust anything about the medical profession anymore, except for trauma surgeons. You break your leg or if you're in an auto accident, then you have to go see a doctor to get put back together. But as far as everything else, so anyway, in terms of your, you know, ranting or getting emotional, my wife always complains to me because she has a couple of friends who come over and I won't let anybody in the house that is vaxxed. That's air quotes, by the way. I tell them, look, nobody's vaccinated. There is nobody vaxxed. There's no vaccine, which you just elucidated. But I get wound up and I'll go off because I want to impart on them the extreme importance, because I know that my wife, some of her friends who are still not shot, they may still be tempted at points in time. And
it depends on the pressure.
Yeah, it does.
I apologize, my friend, but I do have other people waiting. The first thing I need to say to you is thank you. Because words of encouragement for someone like you who has obviously done his homework puts the biggest smile on my face you can't even imagine, because this is radio, not TV. But understand, when you hang up, you have put a huge smile on Roger's face.
Okay, that made my day, Roger. I'll get off the phone now. You have a great show.
Ah, you helped. And I do appreciate it. All right, my next, is this a coincidence? I have another Chris, a Chris Steiner.
Hi, Roger. Pardon me, one second here.
Whoa.
Welcoming a guest into my home here. Roger, who had announced before the COVID shots were released that they were not tested to prevent transmission?
You tell me.
That's Peter Doshi of the British Medical Journal. I covered this on my last show, by the way.
Yes. No, I just wanted to see if you were going to come up with a totally different person. And he was actually pretty in-depth on exactly why.
Yeah, he always is. He's the associate editor of the British Medical Journal, and he's always very pioneering his reportage, very scientific, And so we can go to that, go to his article in the British Medical Journal from October 21st, 2020, which, of course, 2 months before the COVID shots were released. It's an article entitled COVID-19 Vaccine Trials Cannot Tell Us If They Will Save Lives. And an excerpt is, quote, "None of the trials currently underway are designed to detect a reduction in any serious outcome, such as hospitalizations, intensive care use, or deaths. Nor are the vaccines being studied to determine whether they can interrupt transmission of the virus."
Hold on, and, Chris, because in March of 2020, I wrote an article stating this. And remember, I just got done saying that Moderna's CEO has stepped up to say this is no worse than the yearly flu, blah, 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 unless you have comorbidities or you're very, very old. In March of 2020, I wrote an article stating that this is no worse than the yearly flu, but was being used to terrify all of humanity into the first steps of global genocide. Because in order to bring in global governance, which the WEF is absolutely demanding, you need two things. You need to collapse the global economy. It's happening all around us. And you need to pare down seriously the global population. Chris, you tell me which one of these isn't happening. I wrote this in March, and I wrote another one in April of 2020.
Sure, they don't want us collecting pensions or those social programs, like social distance security. This is evidence. I want folks to know this reference I just gave proves that whenever you heard Fauci or Biden or Walensky or Francis Collins, the former head of the NIH, saying that you're safe if you get the COVID shots and you won't get it, then they knew better. Either they knew better or they should have known better. So it's either malice or negligence. In either case,
Chris, who's in jail? Who's in prison? Who's in front of a firing squad? I just got done saying over 20 to 25 million dead, and that's just the beginning of what's happening, and over 2 billion seriously injured. Who is in jail? Who?
Not one person I can find accountable yet, like 9/11, yep. Another inside job.
and I could talk for hours on that one, yeah. Okay, I like you.
But 9/11 is what brought into because of the fake contrived anthrax attacks after 9/11, the Model States Emergency Health Powers Act that allowed for all these police states, that were implemented in many of the various states. And Florida is the worst, by the way, surprisingly, these laws haven't been taken advantage of. So that's something that I hope that DeSantis would address before he leaves.
The Patriot Act and the NDAA.
Yeah, all that stuff. Talking about for forcible injection, quarantine.
Oh, yeah.
For forcible treatment, that's all under the Model States Emergency Health Powers Act. So if we unravel that with like the Corbett report, James Corbett does a great job on that.
Yes, he does.
I also want to mention that the New York Times put out an opinion piece in September 2020. John Rappaport covered in a September 24th, 2020 article, COVID vaccine clinical trials doomed to fail, fatal design flaw. New York Times opinion piece exposes all three major clinical trials. So this was not unknown. And, I've actually made a compilation. I'm going to, after this call, post it on the Facebook page for Republic Broadcasting. It's a compilation I've made. Now I have to update it with this latest, the Pfizer executive.
Chris,
you mentioned Chris,
do me a favor. If you can, thelibertybeacon.com, send it there. Okay, I will take it I will publish it in your name on our flagship website.
Thanks. This compilation is from various news sources showing that the COVID shots were never designed to prevent hospitalizations or death. They're only transmission, just mild symptoms. And this is covered in reportage from Pfizer, Moderna, World Health Organization, British Medical Journal, I mentioned, New York Times, Public Health England, New Scientist, WebMD, Daily Mail, Daily Express, The Guardian, Wall Street Journal, Sky News Australia, and Fauci himself. So I'll just have Pfizer executive to that list.
I'm just going to have to ask you to speed it up just a little bit, my friend. I've got several more callers. And the thing of it is, I do a show every week from noon to 1 p.m. on RBN on Sunday, Central Time. Call in there. You and I have some things we can discuss. We can do some educating. I feel very comfortable with you, Chris, and the Chris I talked to just before this call. Between the two of you, could you imagine the information we could get out? And it's called TLB Talk Radio, and it's 12 to 1 Central on RBN. And that's my show on Sunday.
Awesome. Yeah, I tune into you sometimes, Roger, pretty often. It's right after my show, so I appreciate that. So,
I'd
appreciate that.
What's your last name?
Steiner.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry. I should have recognized that. Oh, God.
Not a problem. I just want listeners. I want the people listening to take this information and call into talk shows, especially the adversarial one, to say that yes, they knew or they should have known. And Peter Doshi, the British Medical Journal, points that out back in October 2020. So this will bring us hopefully closer to some indictments of Fauci, and hopefully before
I
he retires.
You, Chris. All right, Chris. I'm going to jump over. I have to jump over to somebody in Texas who's trying to call. But please, tomorrow, if you get a chance, call in tomorrow after your show onto mine. And let's pick this up exactly where you just left it off. Hello? Okay. Have I dropped offline? Hello? No, actually, all of a sudden, everything went dead. If I'm still... Okay, all right, for anybody listening, I usually have a little bit of background noise, and I'm an ex-submarine sonar technician, so when I hear dead silence, to me, that's we drop the connection. So I apologize for that. I'm listening to my producer, and he's saying, no, Roger, you're still on the air. Can we please talk to... let's talk to Bill from Texas.
Okay, can you hear me, Roger?
Yes. How are you, sir?
All right, good. You are my vaccine expert, and I quote you often and write about you often about masks and vaccines, so I'm not saying that lightly, and I have a simple question that I read in the news today that the lady, a person that runs the CDC, has just tested positive for the COVID. Surprise. But I also read that she just took the number 5 booster. Now, when I was in high school, they told us when you get a vaccine, they take weak and dead viruses and they stick them in you and you develop antibodies and blah, blah, blah. Why would you give this lady a shot of antibodies and then test her for the COVID? You're in the court. Go ahead.
Well, the reason they tested her is probably because she got sick, she got a fever, so on and so forth, and they ran a regular test because now the whole world knows that whether you've had the shots or not, you can still get COVID. You can still transmit COVID. Stop and think about this, but I've also heard reports, listen to me, because Bill, for anybody who doesn't know, Bill runs The Butcher Shop, the website, and he is also a partner of the Liberty Beacon Project, and we're very proud to have Bill as a partner. But if you stop to consider, you know, these people have all had shots, right? All of them have had shots. Not true, because what we're hearing now is Trudeau never got vaccinated. What we're hearing now is Macron never was vaccinated. I would be willing to bet you that if you have a vaccine with the kill ratio or the damage ratio that these vaccines have proven to have, why would you give it to your prime minister? Why would you give it to your president? Why would you give it to the person running the CDC or the FDA? You wouldn't. But in order to get all of the minions out there who may be hearing things they don't exactly like about it, you need to go on TV and have a shot. Roll your sleeve up and get a shot right in front of the public so that they'll go, well, my God, if he can get it, so can I. There are reports out that several, and they're talking maybe 3 or 4 they're aware of, and I would say the number is over 100. These are people in high-level places that have supposedly publicly been vaccinated. I'd be willing to bet you none of them have ever received a COVID-19 vaccine. That's not a joke. Right now, Macron is on the line to prove he has, because he has squealers in the House saying he hasn't. Trudeau's the same way. And I think it was the same thing over in England, and I'm pretty sure that Joe Bob, who only has half his brain cells firing, okay, and gets sick very easily, why would they take and give him the most deadly vaccine on the planet, all 5 shots, knowing that the average American would either be crippled for life or die? They would never do that to Joe Bob. They wouldn't take the chance. So your question, Bill, as usual, is sterling. You knew what I was going to say. You knew where I was going. These people have never had a COVID shot, ever.
You know, something else that always got me, when I took polio shot back in right after the Civil War, way back. Yeah.
You're only 2 years older than I am, so.
They give you a shot, and then 6 months or a year later, you get a booster shot, and everybody said, yeah, okay. Now we're on number 5 for COVID. Yep. Number 5. Okay. Yep. And these people can't immunize you against the clap. but they're giving you five booster shots.
Look, if you go by what they say, Bill, which is that this is in fact, and this is the CEO of Moderna saying this is basically a bad yearly flu. Okay, if you go by that, it is a coronavirus, and the flu is a coronavirus. If you go by that, why is it you need to get one or two vaccines every year for the flu if one shot would work? Well, let me see. I know people who are 60 years old that have had 40 or 50 flu shots, and I know most of those people have had the flu every year anyway.
Absolutely. I've never had a flu shot.
Do you want to know why they've had it?
Why?
Want to know why they've had the flu? Because supposedly the virus mutates a little bit each year. And as it mutates, they give you the vaccine that was developed last year because they don't know the mutations for the next year until it actually happens. So I have to make the vaccines for next year this year. But next year, it may not work because they have mutated a little bit. So what we are seeing is every single year, massive numbers of people getting vaccinated for the flu and getting the flu anyway. Why? Because it was made on last year's virus.
You know, I just came up with a great publishing idea, Roger. Instead of coming up with new articles and news, we can just use last week's news and rerun it and still sell newspapers.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, my friend. Look, having you call in, between you and the last two Chris's, I couldn't be happier. I mean, three intelligent people in less than a half hour. Holy crap.
This is good. Well, good luck on your show, Roger. And I'm going to have a cappuccino with ice cream on it that Puck made me and everything that she's in there making me right now. And she told you to tell your audience to have a political good day.
Puck is his granddaughter. She is just about 16 years old, and she does a show with me twice a month called, and basically it's about giving our children a voice. And she is a brilliant and very, very pleasant young lady. So if Puck says that, that's a big plus. I'm getting nothing but smiles. Thank you, John, for having me do your show today. My goodness. Bill, you have a great day, and thank you for calling in. You're very appreciated.
You too, Roger. Bye-bye.
Okay. All right. And for anybody listening, please stick with John. John gives good shows. But for Sundays, only 1 hour, because you can only take the stress from Roger so much. But 1 hour every Sunday, 12 to 1, listen to, okay, TLB Talk Radio. Yes, it's TLB Talk is the name of our social media platform. That's where we got the name for the radio show. And on that, I will tell you what's happening regularly. Okay, we have Don from North Carolina. I'm hoping we can get you in before the break, Don. Please jump in.
Yeah, how you doing, Roger?
I'm doing good, and I'm always doing better when smart people call, and I think I talked to you before.
Maybe. Yeah, I think I did. Please excuse my speech impediment. I had all my teeth pulled out in March, but anyway, so my S's are off. But anyway, this whole COVID thing, man, it looks like it's going to come down on like a ton of bricks.
If people and I have our way.
I noticed about a month
ago. Why don't you hang around and we'll bring you back in on the other side, okay?
All right, sure.
Please. Thank you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
I think you're crazy.
I am crazy. And I would love to let it play, but we just can't. Right now, I had to cut Don off on the other side of the commercial. Let me talk to Don and Sally. I'll be with you in just a couple of minutes in Alaska. So, Don, sorry about being cut off, but I kind of figured that was going to happen. So I got about 2 or 3 minutes for you. What can we do for you, sir?
Oh, that's me? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, this whole COVID thing, man, I mean, I knew it was a hoax in 2019. Okay, man, I figured this is the Sabbatean Kabbalists dropping the hammer, you know. And I was 99% sure. I was 100% sure in February of 2020.
Yes.
When I saw what they were doing.
Yeah,
you know,
me too.
Anyway, the strangest thing about month and a half ago is... I went to our local WRAL website, which is local news here in Raleigh. I live in Hillsborough. Okay. And I noticed there was absolutely no mention of COVID, no mention of vaccines, no mention of anything. I said, this is strange because they've been bombarding. That's all you saw.
Yes.
So it's like I said, wait a minute, something wrong here. So I went to the, you know, Communist News Network, CNN, just to see what they were saying, and nothing. There was zero about COVID, zero about vaccines. Then I went to CNN's search engine, and I put in COVID. Nothing showed up. Then I put in vaccines. Nothing showed up.
Yep.
it seems like they're scared.
No, it doesn't seem like it. They absolutely are. Look, you listened to the beginning of this show. I gave point after point after point where we are talking about tens of millions of deaths and billions of people being injured, if not for life, but maybe dead in 2 or 3 years because their immune system has been compromised.
Absolutely. I'm with you on that. I'm 100% with you on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
One point, Don. If you stop to consider any of that, eventually people will lift their head up and say, who is responsible? That's starting to happen. So if you could wrap it up for me, I'd really appreciate it, Don.
Yeah, especially now that they're coming after the kids.
Yes.
Mama Bear's not putting up with this. Mama Bear is not putting up with this. Let me tell you something else I did. The hospitals, the only time I ever put on a mask is go to hospitals. My wife just got over ovarian cancer, and she's in remission, thank God.
Oh, good.
And after she found out she was in remission, a week later, she tripped over my dog and broke her hip.
Oh,
in March.
Oh.
This is the same month they pulled all my teeth out. Okay.
So, oh, God, are you having fun?
Yeah. So anyway, so I've been going to hospitals, and they make you wear the mask. Well, guess what? Last week, we had to go in so she could check in with her doctor, and I just decided I'm not going to wear the damn mask. Okay? Almost everybody was wearing a mask. There was only a few other people not wearing them, and nobody said a word to me.
Yep. Same thing in Walmart. Used to be everybody who worked at Walmart had to have a mask, and nowadays it's, you know, if you want to, fine. If you don't want to, fine. Look, Don,
I never
really
wore a mask at Walmart. I never wore a mask at Walmart.
No.
I'm talking
about people who worked there. Look, yeah. Don, if you would like to add some more, like I said, tomorrow from noon until 1 p.m. Central on RBN right here, TLB Talk Radio, please call in. I'm absolutely sure we'll have some great things to say tomorrow as well.
All right. Thank you. And God bless you for what you're doing.
Thank you, sir. And right now I have Sally in Alaska.
Hi, this is short and sweet. on this whole COVID thing, unfortunately for them, most of the people that are getting the shots out over and over and over again, and the ones who aren't have the guns.
You know,
these other four idiots are lost. I mean, that's something they haven't thought about. And now my question, when that guy mentioned that he didn't let anybody in that had taken the shot, after a while, does that shedding stop? Or, if you know, do I have to stop hugging friends again?
The thing of it is, the shedding is the fact that they do have COVID. And since most people don't understand, I'm believing that I have taken a vaccine, which it isn't, so I can't get COVID. So I go all of the places, and I don't care whether people have COVID there or not, because I'm protected. The shedding is the fact that these people can and have picked up COVID in their bodies. They have that spike protein from other people, and they can transmit it. The point here is that may not go away. It does eventually. Otherwise, you wouldn't need a second shot, third shot, fourth shot. But those second, third, fourth, and fifth shots are not so much to keep your level of immunity up or your inability to transmit up, because that's bull, it doesn't do that. Those shots, one after another, are to do additional damage to your
system. Okay, here's a question now. If I carried around antiseptic stuff in my truck and asked someone, can I just touch your cheek instead of giving you a hug and then go wash my hands with the sterilizer? Would that
Let me finish up with something I said earlier in the show, and it should put a smile on your face, but it's absolutely true. Okay? Women who have not been vaccinated are now refusing to have relationships with men who have been vaccinated.
I know.
So if you stop to consider what I just said, there's your answer, lady. And I love the fact that you brought these questions up. That tells me how smart you are.
Well, I figure I bit my nails from when I started thinking about the age of 3 until right after my husband died 13 years ago. And then I started growing nails. But I figure I've eaten all kinds of stuff that's from the ground.
Yes.
You know, when you think about, I was a nail biter down to the quick. So So I figure I've gotten so much immunity over my lifetime. I'm not
falling
for
that. Well, you sound like
crap.
A healthy individual, and I got to tell you something, Sally. I've got to go to the next caller. But
okay,
again,
okay.
I have a show.
I love your rants. Don't let anybody back you down.
Tomorrow, noon to 1 p.m. Central, I have a show called TLB Talk Radio, and I would love to talk
Central,
to you
Central, I think
again.
I'm 2 hours behind that.
Yes,
I'm up in Alaska.
Yes, 2 hours. Yes, and
okay.
I would love to talk to you again.
And what time is that now? Would it be in Alaskan?
It's 12 to 1 Central.
Okay.
And from there you
I'll
can
write it down.
Put it online and it'll tell you exactly what
to I listen every day and I'm getting to be a real fan of yours. You can really piss people off.
Okay. Oh, yes,
I'll
Sally, I can. Thank you. All right.
Bye.
Thank you, Sally. Bye. Fred in
Bye.
Iowa. How you doing, Fred?
Rod. About a little over 70 years ago, I got a polio shot and a tetanus shot. And then wow. I've had hepatitis twice. The last time was 22 years ago. But anyhow, I didn't get the jab, and under the penalty of death, I won't get it. But I'm 85 years old, and I
God
haven't
bless you.
Even taken an aspirin or a Tylenol, and I was getting close to 8 years.
God bless you. I haven't been to see a doctor in almost 47 years, so I do understand what you're talking about. And God bless you for living to be that age and still having your wits about you, because just from the way you're talking, you sound like an intelligent individual.
Well, I've slowed down. And I've done it to myself. I've sat on my ass in front of a computer for the last 7 years. And that's ruining my health, and I haven't got vitamin D sunshine. And not to sound macho, but I was a tough son of a gun. I've done all the crazy, rough jobs like trap fishing in the Bering Sea and a high Ooh. Climber as a logger and, oh, Christ, a lot of other things. But anyhow, have a good day, and I'll be a terrific show, and you're a terrific guy, and you got guts. Keep it up. Bye-bye.
Well, you made me smile, so thank you very much, my friend. All right, I don't know, but it looks like I may be able to get a little bit more information out because I don't have any more callers right now. But as usual, Roger's never, ever out of things to say. So what we're going to do is we're going to talk about a few other points. We're going to add a few points here. I want to talk about something that adds to all of this. Everything we've discussed, all of the great callers, we talked about the fact that the vaccines absolutely didn't do anything. They didn't keep you from getting it. They didn't keep your body from storing it. They didn't keep you from transmitting it. All they have done is slaughter your immune system. Now, let's go all the way back and take a look. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to take a look back at the demonization of the unvaccinated. Oh, my God, how many people got up and said, they should all be shot? What do you mean you're not vaccinated? Get the hell out of here. You can't ride in this car with me. You can't be on this bus with me. I'm not getting on that plane if there's somebody there that's unvaccinated. And these people were not allowed in schools. They were kicked out of jobs they might have been in for 20, 25 years. They were kicked out of the military. Even if they'd been in 18 years and only needed 2 years to retire, they were kicked to the curb. Why? Because they had the ability to do what? To transmit. So we go way back. Now, you've got to understand, the CDC knew we could transmit from day one. They had to know because they were part of the funds doing the research on the vaccines, which is part of the reason why they went along with Pfizer on hiding this information from you for 75 years. They knew you could transmit. They knew all of this. If they knew it, the government knew it. Okay? Joe Bob didn't know it, maybe, but he was told you're going to mandate all of the... and. Luckily, the Supreme Court and other courts jumped in to say you can't do it to the general public, but you can mandate government workers, you can mandate the military, and Joe Bob did this. And companies, owners of those companies could step up and say, I'm giving you a mandate. You want to work here? You have to do it. We saw the destruction of economies. We saw, look, the United States is based on 80% of our economy is based on what? Small to medium-sized businesses, not huge corporations. 80 to 85% of our economy is based on small mom-and-pop to medium-sized businesses. But big businesses cannot have a monopoly as long as there's 100 businesses around them that are all taking a piece away. One of them wouldn't hurt so bad, but 100 of them takes a big chunk of their business away. So if I want to get rid of them, what do I do? How about we do exactly what we just talked about? How about we talk about shutting down all of the small businesses in the neighborhood, the mom and pop shops? How about we talk about shutting down every business that may have 10, 15, 20, 30 workers in it, but yet we leave the Walmarts open, we leave the liquor stores open, we leave the big box stores open, we leave in other words, if you have a major franchise like Walmart globally, this helped you because it drove a lot of people that normally went to the mom and pop shops into your doors. This is exactly what happened. This isn't a guess. Nobody's guessing here. So what we have seen is a huge, and I don't know, we'll probably never bounce back from this for 20 years if we ever do, the amount of damage done to the local economies, not just in the United States, but in every single country across the planet. You can't have 2.2 billion people damaged from vaccines in America because we've only got 350 million people. If you stop and consider what I just said, that's 6.5 to 7 times the population. The entire population of the United States has seen vaccine damage globally. 6.5 to 7 times the amount of people, total amount of people in the United States that have been damaged from these vaccines. Yeah, but it's safe and effective, right? I can't go to school. I can't go to work. I can't buy food for my family. I can order it from the big box stores and have it delivered to my house. Who's making money here? We have seen death increasing, okay, at a level we have never seen, even including world wars. We have seen human damage increasing at a level that you could take everybody who died in World War I, everybody who died in World War II, everybody who died in the Korean War. Would you like me to go on? Because I could. All of these people and add them up. They don't come anywhere near the damaged people on this planet, which exceeds 2 billion. But yet, nobody's paying, and the fifth shot just come out. You better be taking that. You better be taking that fifth shot. You want to bet when flu season hits around here this year, a lot of this is going to be blamed on COVID, and you will see, maybe not everywhere, but you will see in blue cities, especially across this country and across the world, in liberal countries, you will see the mandates increasing. I just got done telling you, the first shot did some damage. The second shot did more damage. The third shot made that damage permanent. The fourth shot said, ouch. And right now there are researchers saying, if you've had four shots, you don't have an immune system. And now the fifth shot, that's just to make sure that one of the others wasn't incompetent. Not a joke. I would expect within 3 to 5 years, as a result of the massive vaccinations that are ever increasing across this planet, even to this day, we will see, as a result of these vaccines, between 2 and 2.5 billion people dead, and between 5 and 6 billion people, which we're talking about a vast majority of humanity, will have some form of damage. Here's another thing everybody needs to consider and you need to do some research on. These shots absolutely mess with your fertility, both male and female. That's not a joke. It's an absolute fact. It's been proven scientifically. So if you're giving them to billions of people across the planet in multiple doses, I dare anybody to go and look over the last 2 years and see the drop-off in global population growth. I dare anybody 2 years from now to look back on this show and say, I thought he was an idiot, but I guess he wasn't. I dare anybody 5 years from now, when we have 3 to 4 billion people severely damaged, 1 to 2 billion people dead, and a birth rate that's about 25% of what it is today, because these vaccines are not being given just to the Western world. They're being given to the entire global population. If I wanted to bring in global governance, I would have to do two things. I would have to collapse the global economy so I could take it over and do it my way. WEF is in the process, the World Economic Forum is in the process of doing this. This is the new world order. This is the Great Reset. That's the first thing. The second thing, there isn't an elitist out there who does not know for a fact and doesn't brag about this to each other on multiple occasions, even on the recorded discussions they have, stating we cannot control 8.5 billion people. We can't. Remember the Georgia Guidestones? Gee, does it happen that the Georgia Guidestones were destroyed right about the time people were waking up to the fact that, oh, what did they say? Keep the global population under 200 million in tune with nature. Do you think that's a coincidence that they were destroyed when they were destroyed after standing there for how long? We are looking at the two things happening right around us that are required for global domination by an elitist caste. We must seriously, seriously cut back on the human population, and we must bring the global economy to its knees. Only then can an elitist caste control the entire planet. Anybody here who thinks that Roger's a madman, that Roger's an idiot, that what Roger's saying is a bunch of crap, everything I just told you, I can show you. And I can show you everything leading up to it, and I can show you the end result of it. And a lot of it will be in that article tomorrow. I keep telling you, I do not say things I cannot back up. I'm not at fault because most of the people you know haven't lived the life I've lived. I have over 1.5 million air miles. I spent 30 years traveling from one country to the next doing what? Working on things that go bang or things that find things that go bang. I have an education, a global education, far beyond what most people would ever even consider. What am I seeing now? I'm telling you what I'm seeing now. I dare anybody to prove anything I said today is wrong. I dare you to. You can't. Because if you throw something at me, I'm going to throw you something back at you that's going to make you say, oops, I think you were right, Roger. This is the worst humanity has ever faced in the entire existence of humanity outside of the Great Flood. Nothing compares. And why don't you see the global collapse? Why don't you see the billions of people that are affected and the millions that are dying, soon to be billions? Why don't you see that? Because they don't want you to see that. What do they want you to see? They want you to focus on the fact that the border's open. They want you to focus on the fact that inflation's killing us. They want you to focus on the fact that you're a terrorist if you don't like the fact that your kids are being given trans day. Okay? This is what they need you to focus on. They cannot have you focused on global economic collapse. They cannot have you focused on the fact that genocide is increasing at an alarming rate globally. They can't have you focused on that. So what do they have to focus you on? every other disaster. Anybody here think they can possibly show me a point in history where so many major disasters in the United States were all happening simultaneously, and each and every one of them in their own right is a country, a nation busting prospect on its own right? All happening simultaneously. Do you think they're trying to keep your attention away from something? Global governance requires the collapse of the global economy and a severely reduced population. Anybody out there think they can convince me both of those aren't happening? I will make you look stupid. Not intentionally, but if you think I'm wrong, please let me know, and let me know why. I'm not here to be a smart, but I'm not here to holler at people. I'm not here. I'm here because this is my mission, people. Anybody hasn't got that idea by now, you're crazy. I could be making good money even in this economy. With my education, I could be making really good money and living a comfortable life. I don't have to do this. We all have a calling. Some people take it differently. Some people operate it differently. Some people facilitate it differently. This is me. When you hear me tomorrow on my show, it's going to sound strangely familiar. Maybe not what I talk about, but how I talk about it and the passion that I deliver it with. This is Roger. And Roger is here telling you that unless you wake up real fast and start pushing back real hard, humanity has seen its better days. It won't get any better, and it will get a lot worse very quickly. All right, I'm going to take a breath. I know I may even have 1 minute left, but I haven't done much breathing during this show, except when I got the calls, and John's going to be proud of the fact that you guys all called in. That does good for his show. It does. John's good people. John does great shows, and John spent the day doing something with his son that makes me proud to be a friend of John's. And I'll let him talk to you about that next week when he comes back on. But John's my friend, so I was going to be here for him. And if anybody else on RBN needs a friend when they can't do their show, I'll do the same for them. And maybe one day when I can't do a show, cold day in hell, somebody will fill in for me. But John's good people. And the reason you're listening today is not mostly because I'm here, but because you know that John always has a good show. And he does. So, listen to me. Take away from this entire discussion this. Do your research. There'll be an article on the Liberty Beacon tomorrow, thelibertybeacon.com. All of the references will be there. Please, have a good night. Do your research. And Sam, thank you. Sam, you're great. Sam's the producer. Bye, y'all.
Peter Serafine, and I'm the new host of National Intel Report on Thursdays here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm a gun-owning constitutionalist who believes that the only role of government is to protect my rights. I believe the First Amendment makes us free, and the Second Amendment keeps us free. If those ideas sound good to you, then join me in the National Intel Report, Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.